Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Facebook can be great sometimes. It can also bring back some memories that make you smile and tear up at the same time. This week is the 23rd anniversary of the passing of my Papa Joe, my grandfather, my mom's dad. And it... it's odd that I'm laughing about this, but my sister Gina texted me, Gina the judge in Minneapolis. Do you remember when Papa died and how we found out? And I'm like, do I remember? How can I ever forget this? I'll never forget this. And I, in honor of my grandpa, I need to share this story because it's sad, but it's funny at the same time. Before I got married,
yes,
we had a couple's bridal shower.
Okay. Like a wedding shower.
Yeah. Like a wedding shower where you go and it's just another excuse to hang out and drink and eat and get more presents for your upcoming life.
That's true, right?
Anyway, so it was a crazy party at my sister Gina's house.
Crazy.
I'm serious, like nuts. Like I'm watching my mom do Jello shots. I've never seen that before.
Oh my gosh, how fun!
With my then mother-in-law.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is magical.
Your mom and your mother-in-law did Jello shots.
Little Bonnie, my mom is like 4'11".
Yeah.
And she takes this Jello shot. She said, "Well, this looks interesting." I was like, "Oh my goodness! Oh my!" I mean, like, mom.
There's alcohol in it.
It was nuts, the hook. And I'm staying at my sister's house. My sister Wendy's also there with her boyfriend, and my sister Gina the judge was so hammered at this party. She had a wedding shower pinata.
Okay, like maybe wedding bells or something.
I don't know inside it because I don't think we ever broke it because she couldn't hang it from the ceiling.
Okay.
My sister Gina says, it's okay. I'll hang on to it. You guys hit it. I'm like, you want us to blindfold ourselves, spin around with a bat, and you're going to hold the... You see nothing wrong with that scenario, Judge Gina.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I call my sister Judge Gina. Anyway, so that's the kind of party it was.
Okay. Wow, it was a throwdown. With the moms.
My mom. The best. I'll never forget Bonnie shooting down those Jello shots. Well, this is delightful. It's like candy that makes you feel wicked. So... Later, next morning, you've all been there before.
Uh-huh.
You're like, sitting around the table.
Oh, where if sitting up hurts your head?
It's me and my, I guess, then fiance and Gina and her then husband and Wendy and her then boyfriend. God, everybody's gone in that scenario. It's weird. Anyway, we're sitting around the table and our friends Eric and Connie are making breakfast for us because we need breakfast.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, neighbor Al walks over. Al raged with us the night before.
Okay.
So we're thinking Al wants to come back for more or share each other's misery.
Yeah.
So Al walks in and we're like, Al, just typical hungover talk. And Al's got this look on his face and he's like, guys, I need to tell you something. And we're like, what's up? You know, he's like, your grandpa died.
What?
And we're like, excuse me? Why are you telling us this?
Yeah.
Well, turns out, remember landlines?
Yes.
Somebody in the middle of the debauchery the night before knocked over the phone, and it was off the hook all
night.
Oh,
so you would get a busy signal back in the day. If you've never had a landline, you take the phone off its cradle. The person trying to call you would get a busy signal.
So my poor mom has been trying to call us for hours, and it's been
She needs
to tell us that her dad's dead, right? And our grandpa.
Oh, man.
And this is like weeks before I was going to get married, and I lost my grandpa, and it was really sad. Yeah. But can you imagine poor neighbor Al who has to come
over and be the one to give you the news?
Guys, I don't even know how he started
or
I just remember his face looking super ashen and like I mean, cause he's about to tell us our grandpa's dead.
Yeah.
You have to know that if you know me at all, I love to mess with people.
Uh-huh.
So every time my sisters are the same way. Al can't see us now without us calling him the Grim Reaper.
Yes.
Dead man walking. Don't look at Al.
Don't look at Al. He's got a bad story.
He'll kill you off.
Yeah.
Poor Al. This happened 23 years ago.
And he'll never
let it down.
No.
Can't believe my grandpa's been dead for 23 years, though.
But look at him. This is how he continues to be poking at you and be a part of your life. Absolutely.
Poor neighbor Al.
Oh, Al. I feel bad for Al. I don't even know Al.
I get texts from Al. I'm like, oh, God, who's dead now?
Yeah, right?
Who's dead now?
Yep.
Neighbor Al.
Right.
Poor guy. Love you, Papa Joe. Hope you're doing well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.